from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, hello, good morning, and welcome to the best football show. I am Brian Baldinger here at Baldy NFL, all over social media. I had a couple general managers hit me up yesterday on Twitter or X about a couple breakdowns they did on their players. They're watching. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, you name it. You can download this show daily, the best football show, on your free Odyssey app. Download it, like it, subscribe it. All that kind of good stuff. So look, today, which is Thursday, August 14th, okay? Or August 15th, I'm sorry. August 15th. Okay. Sometimes you got to remember where I'm at. But we got news yesterday that is just alarming to me. The Patriots trade Matt Judon from the New England Patriots to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. To me, it's like a fleecing. Like, I know New England is in a complete mass turnaround. Head coach, general manager, quarterback, the whole thing. It's all being turned around. I get that. Matt Judon is their best defensive player. Christian Gonzalez is back this year. But you look at the Patriots right now defensively, and you go, okay, all right, good. It's good to get Christian Gonzalez back. I mean, but, you know, Christian Barmore is not playing. I mean, he's got blood clots. He's not playing. Matt Judon gets traded. To me, Matt Judon is a four-time Pro Bowl player. I was with him this year at the SAC Summit in Las Vegas for a couple days. Like, this guy loves the game, understands the game, could coach the game, like, and he's got a skill set. And I tell him, like, he's putting up numbers. Now, he got hurt in the second game last year. I get it. His first major injury of his career. But this guy is putting up numbers, doing things on the defensive side of the field that he's not letting tight ends free release. He's checking running backs coming out of the backfield before he ever just rushes the quarterback. And if you look at Atlanta, with their eighth pick, everybody thought that they would be drafting a pass rusher with the eighth pick, and they never did. They took Michael Penix Jr. They took a defensive tackle out of Clemson. But if you look at the one hole they have on their roster, it's at pass rusher. All right, Raheem Morris gets Matt Judon right now into like defensive tackle, Onyemata, Jarrett, you know, all that kind of stuff. They had, you know, Arnold Ebiketie. They had different guys, but they don't have anybody like Matt Judon. Like, this guy is a great player that understands the game. Like, it's not just about numbers or sacks for him. He understands every phase of the game. The Patriots don't have a replacement in there. You can say Josh Uche. You can throw names out there. None of them are Matt Judon. So I think the Falcons got a lot better as they compete with Tampa for the NFC South crown. Look, Tampa has won the division 3 years in a row. They're going for the fourth. Like, this could be the one guy that could swing the balance of power. Like, I predict the Buccaneers to win the division. But, man, Judon is, I don't know, it shocked me yesterday when I saw it. Anyways, Judon is now a Falcon. The Patriots aren't as good without him. That's that. Now, the other news yesterday is J.J. McCarthy is out for the whole season. It's really unfortunate. It's officially Sam Darnold's team. Like, I thought there could be a competition. J.J. played well after the initial interception against the Raiders last week. Look, Jack Jones picked him off. Jack Jones is a great player for the Raiders. I mean, he just has ball skills. Guy sees everything. Got quick eyes and quicker hands. So, but, you know, after that, he really settled down, made a lot of good throws in the game. He's got good movement. You know, you look at some of the throws that he made. I mean, it was impressive. The one thing about the injury, I can't remember the last time somebody said, okay, you've got a torn meniscus, you're out for the whole season. Like, I don't know. Like, I've never seen a meniscus tear take a whole season to recover. ACL tears, Achilles tears, yes. But what I heard, okay, I heard meniscus at first, and I'm thinking, okay, he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. On the conservative side, meaning he has a chance to be back in 4 weeks, which means here we are 3 weeks to the start of the season. All right, maybe misses a week or two. When I saw that he's out for the whole year, I've never seen that before, ever. But let's just face it, okay? They made that decision. For whatever reason, he's out for the year. It's Sam Darnold's team. I'm a Sam Darnold fan. I was a Sam Darnold fan coming out of USC, third pick in the draft by the Jets. He goes to the Jets. The coaches, general manager, the team, they weren't good. They fired everybody. Sam Darnold's there around a bad team, new coach. All right, doesn't work out. It goes to Carolina. Horrible organization. Didn't work out. Like, he's in San Francisco last year. And for the first time, you look at it and you go, okay, he's around a stable organization. He's around a team, around the quarterback that was really good. Christian McCaffrey, all the receivers, the coach. I feel like Sam Darnold could have a renaissance the way we saw Baker Mayfield have a renaissance. I feel like they could be very similar situations. Baker Mayfield took a team in Cleveland to the playoffs, won a playoff game against the Steelers, but he had injuries. And then, you know, all the stuff that came out about him. And he went to Carolina, and it didn't work out. Heck, he went there in July or August. He didn't really have a chance to learn the offense, and he's thrown out there. And then Baker goes to a place where there's Todd Bowles, who's got coaching stability. He's got real receivers and Evans and Godwin, all these things. He's got a good defense, and he wins a playoff game. Again, I feel like Sam Darnold could be like the Baker Mayfield this year. Like, Kevin O'Connell can coach. You saw him coach guys off the street last year, you know, and have success and got them back into the playoff hunt after starting off terribly and losing Kirk Cousins. I feel like Sam Darnold with those, Justin Jefferson and, all the guys that he's got right now and the tight end. Like, it's like, let's just look at this roster that he's got right now. He's got Jordan Addison. He's got, you know, a tight end in, you know, TJ Hockenson. He's got a good offense line. They extended Christian Darrisaw, gave him a new contract. They re-signed Dalton Risen to be a left guard. You know, Brian O'Neill's been solid. Like, he's got a good offense line. Brian Flores can coach. He's got to coach a whole new defensive line. But I feel like Sam Darnold's got stability up there. He's got a good play caller. He's got good talent around him. I think he can have success this year. So Sam Darnold, I think, is in a good spot. Minnesota can still compete if what I think about Sam Darnold takes place. And if the comparison to Baker, I don't think, is too far off. I think Minnesota can win games with Sam Darnold. And he could be there for a long time if he balls out. And who knows, wins 10 games, gets to a playoffs. Okay. The next thing, everybody says the same cliche. You don't play against anything in preseason. Everything is vanilla. Guys don't game plan. All this kind of stuff. Man, you watch Vic Fangio last week against the Baltimore Ravens. I saw blitzes off the slot. I saw inside linebackers blitz. I saw outside, you know, linebackers drop. Three-man rush with inside linebackers blitz. I saw a bunch from him. I saw Nick Raelis in Arizona blitz like crazy. All right? I saw around the league. Like, teams aren't waiting for week one to time their blitzes up and work on blitzes, because blitzes are like plays. You got to work on plays just the way you work on your offense. You work on your third down offense. You work on your red zone offense. The defense does the same thing. And it's not just getting after the quarterback. Defenses run blitz to stop the run. Okay? They have blitzes for the red zone, blitzes on third down, third and long. Like, you can't just all of a sudden, okay, let's draw this up week one. You know, Philadelphia plays Green Bay week one in San Paulo, September 6th. Okay, Vic Fangio is going to, you know, blitz Quinyon Mitchell off the slot week one. All right, to get after Jordan Love on third down. Well, you better work on that. Disguising the blitz, how you're going to cover the slot once the blitz comes, how you're dropping to the flat on the other side to take that read away from Jordan Love. You don't do that week one and say, okay, we'll do this then. Look, everybody's got blitzes that they got up their sleeve on situations that they're only going to call in the right time. And you work week after week on, and then you dial it up. But this stuff, this idea that everybody's vanilla in a free season is nonsense. You can't do that. You can't wait till week one. You know, you're going to get these things in the preseason. All right. I remember talking to Wink Martindale last year when he was the defense coordinator of the Giants, and they were playing the Jets in preseason. But they also were playing the Jets in the middle of the season during the regular season. So Wink tells me that, and this is just way, he's at the University of Michigan now. He's not in New York anymore, so I'm not giving away any trade secrets. But this is how defensive coordinators think. He knew in that game Aaron Rodgers was starting, and he was going to zero blitz and get free hitters at Aaron Rodgers, and he wanted to see what his answer to those blitzes were in the preseason. And then 8 weeks later when they played the Jets, like, he would know how they were going to respond, whether it's hot reads, how they're going to change the protection. But there we go. There's Wink Martindale in the preseason game, knowing Aaron Rodgers was going to start. What was the answer was going to be? And I think the final topic here today on the Best Football Show, thanks for tuning in. Like us, subscribe to us, download us on the free Odyssey app. I know there's wide receivers that are holding out. I know that Brandon Ayuk, the situation isn't finished yet. Maybe the deal gets done in Pittsburgh. We'll figure out what receiver they're going to send back to San Francisco if that gets done. That's out there. We know Ja'Marr Chase hasn't played in the preceason. But this thing with CeeDee Lamb feels odd and dangerous to me. CeeDee Lamb caught one third of all of Dak Prescott's completions last year. Caught 135 balls. All his production done since he came in this league is gone up. The guy, the whole offense goes through CeeDee Lamb, especially with the change of running backs that they have. Like, Dak, look, Dallas was the number one ranked offense in football. They scored more points than anybody. Now, look, they also, over the last 3 years, took the ball away more than anybody else in this league under Dan Quinn. They got a lot of extra at-bats. They got a lot of defensive touchdowns. That goes in to the number one ranked offense and scoring the most points. Defensive touchdowns, turnovers. But the offense was good, and it is good in the offense. But it is about CD and how they move him around. The different places they put him. In motion, in the slot, out wide, over the middle. He's fearless over the middle. Fearless. Like, he is a true number one wide receiver. And right now, they're lining up with Brandon Cooks and Jalen Tolbert and Jalen Brooks and some rookie out of Southeast Missouri State named Ryan Flournoy. Like, they're not even close to being the same offense. While they're trying to work in Tyler Guyton at left tackle and trying to figure out if Cooper Beebe can be the starting center, and losing Tyron Smith and losing Tyler Biotis, two, like, entrenched starters in their offense. And now you take CeeDee Lamb out of the offense? Like, there's no way they're ever, like, I can see Cincinnati still being good, even with, because they played without Ja'Marr Chase before, and they were still good because Burrow's just that good. And they have guys, Trent Irwin and, you know, Yoshi. They got, you know, they've got young guys that they can throw to. Dallas has no replacement if CeeDee Lamb is not on the field. They just don't. San Francisco can still be a great offense. Heck, they've got McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle and all these other guys that have played. No, Dallas can't be, I don't know how competitive they are without, he's just that good. And he's that dependable. Like, his hands are great. And that production last year was ridiculous. Now, maybe they got a plan in place, and maybe CD doesn't need a lot of practice time, and they could sign him week before their start, you know, the week of their starting game, September 2nd, they could sign him. And maybe September 8th, CD goes off. Maybe. But I believe quarterbacks and receivers still need work to get their timing in. And he hasn't been there. Offseason, OTAs, mini camps, preseason. I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem every day that this thing drags on. And Zach Dak is never going to say anything. He's going to give you the company line. We're going to, you know, work on it. Gives other guys a chance for me to get a timing with. And when CD gets back, we'll be good. All right. I'm going to see how this gets done. Because we know in San Francisco, a big part of the fact that Ayuk isn't signed is they've signed every great player over the last years. Nick Bosa, you know, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and they got to get Trent done now. The guys on defense. Dallas, who's Dallas paying that they can't get CeeDee Lamb done? It's like, I just don't get it. Tyron Smith is gone. And aren't they pay Zach Martin? Okay. You know, like, Ezekiel comes back on a nothing contract. It's just bizarre to me they can't get this deal done. And why would you even think down the road that CD isn't going to be a Cowboy? Like, 88 is a special number in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Michael Irvin, Drew Pearson, Dez Bryant. Like, it's an important number in Cowboy history. Drew Pearson put 88 on in 1973. For 60 years, that number has meant something to the Dallas Cowboy franchise. Or 50 years, I guess. Like, CD has to get done. All right, anyways, enough. If you can't tell already, I'm as big a CD Lamb fan as there is in this whole business. Like, that guy is an amazing player to me. And Dallas needs to get him in there, and he needs to get working. I'm sure he's in shape and all that stuff, but he needs to work with this offense. And that's just the way it is. And that's been the best football show. Thank you for joining me. We'll be back soon. I'll be in LA all weekend breaking down these preseason games at our NFL Network studio. We work with Steve Weiss and a bunch of other guys here. Can't wait for tonight's game with the Eagles and Patriots. I'll break that game tomorrow afternoon. And then we got a big slate of games coming up on Saturday this week. And I'll be in the studio breaking them all down. Thanks for joining me, everybody. It's been the best football show. And I am your host, Brian Baldy, at Baldy NFL.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.